This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, September 7th. Well, I just want to update everybody on the market. First of all, after a Labor Day weekend, the markets are often slow to get going. And that's just because everybody's been on vacation. And the main thing I want you to be aware of is the big news this week is going to be the European Central Bank meeting. They made it very clear that they would not change their interest rate policy as long as inflation was below 2%. Well, not only is it above 2%, it's running at 3% now, and in some countries like Germany, it's even higher. And that's all due to higher material costs, you know, steel, aluminum, copper, lithium, nickel, cobalt. All these things have skyrocketed in value. So we're in the midst of demand push inflation. And so it'll be very interesting to see what the European Central Bank does, okay? Now, not that long ago, they increased their quantitative easing, weakened the euro. but right now, they have negative interest rate of 0.5% at their member banks. It'll be interesting if they go from 0.5% to zero. So it's going to be a big deal, and that's on Thursday. So in addition to that, what we also want to see is we want to watch the automotive industry because the chip shortage is more acute than ever. And as you folks may know, I own the chip stocks, so I'm all positioned there. And a big company like Taiwan Semiconductor is building a big plant in Arizona. But the chip shortage is getting to be very, very interesting. The average electric car at Ford has almost 3,000 chips. A non-electric car would have 300. So as we push into electrification, obviously the demand for the chips goes up because the cars become more and more electronic. And not only is that going to exacerbate the chip shortage, there's a auto show in Munich right now, and pretty much all the big executives, you know, from BMW, Mercedes, Daimler, Volkswagen Group are all coming out and saying, well, yeah, we got supply shortages. they're going to last well the next year, and the chip shortage is leading it. But it also became very, very clear about the lithium-ion battery shortage. And this has been exacerbated by the fact that GM is replacing all the lithium-ion batteries in its Bolt EVs. And it's kind of frustrating because LG Chem makes those batteries. And there was apparently a manufacturing glitch, but they don't kind of know what exactly it was. So replacing all the batteries in the Chevy Bolt might, you know, well, it's obviously they're going to have fresh batteries, but, you know, let's hope they don't have more manufacturing glitches, okay? So there's just a lot of uncertainty in the automotive world right now, you know, obviously inventories are tight. They're going to remain tight. Now, China last week looked like it was slipping into recession because their service index dropped well below 50. 50 is basically a flat economy. Their manufacturing index was just barely above it. But their exports are still soaring, according to the latest news that came out today. So up 26.9% year over year. So obviously, China makes a lot of the raw materials. Some of the supply shortages out there are due to the China. But it's also due to Vietnam and other countries that basically make a lot of bits and components. The COVID Delta variant is very, very interesting. Obviously, that's still in the news because we have more cases now than we had a year ago. Obviously, the Delta variant is less deadly. But you know, some of the epidemiologists are debating whether as more and more people get infected, will it finally drop off? You know, that's how pandemics end, because everybody got it, everybody has their immunities. But obviously, there's a push to get more vaccines. Israel's pushing for a fourth vaccine now. You know, it's interesting. The Moderna, the vaccine that Dr. Fauci took, It has one booster. They're not pushing for three or four boosters on that. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which I took, no one wants a booster on that. So this may be more related to Pfizer than anything else. But, it's interesting just to see what's happening. And the other big news, of course, is the extended unemployment benefits did expire. And so we'll see if how that affects consumer spending and unemployment as well. It's just a fascinating environment we're in. Economic growth for this quarter, the third quarter, has been cut by most economists. The Atlanta Fed's now estimating about 3.7%. We'll see where we go moving forward. But, it's the big news is going to be this month is going to be the ECB on Thursday. And then finally, our Fed FOMC statement on the 22nd, Wednesday the 22nd. What I'm expecting is for the Fed to probably kick the can down the road and water down their tapering talk. They're still going to admit they're going to taper, but I bet it's not going to be as much as we once thought. In the meantime, September is a tough month. The first half of September tends to be tough, but then we tend to pick up on quarter and window dressing. Now, today's a lackluster day, but I notice I've got a lot of small cap, even Chinese related stocks that are up nicely today. So bargain hunting is going on, and that's a very, very good sign. But we'll get a lot more of that in the second half of the month. And of course, what the ECB and the Fed says is going to be critical as well. So that's it. Welcome to the dog days of summer. But, we're going to finish September on a very strong note. And under the surface, there's a lot of strength today in our stocks. And, there are shortages out there, but we own the companies that make all the chips. That's like Taiwan Semiconductor, United Microelectronics are just some examples. And they're, of course, in managed accounts and portfolios we recommend. So that's it. It's Louis Navalier. Hang in there, folks. Your best defense, strong offense. And so as long as we have that institutional buying pressure on the surface, I think we're going to be fine. Take care, everybody.